is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, mamas. Today, I wanted to share with you some reflections I've had over the years from talking to mamas about their relationship and also the process that I've been through in my own relationship to try and come back to a good place with my partner. Let's be honest, parenthood is not great for long-term relationships. Well, for some couples maybe it is, but for most people I know, it stretches you as a couple and challenges you in so many ways. The time spent together disappears. The sense of intimacy can seem like it's a distant memory for many, many years. Holidays, spontaneity, joy, fun, laughter, just being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, it all disappears with parenthood, doesn't it? And so there's a real challenge in keeping a relationship alive, in keeping it passionate and sensual and exciting. I've done webinars and podcasts on this before, and I think it's a really, really important topic. But often when I speak to mamas in my programs, it's not the sense of intimacy or passion or excitement they are missing the most right now. The feeling they have most is a sense of they're just not seen as a woman anymore. Perhaps their partner is busy working and they're busy trying to balance the family and the home and do everything that they need to do, and they've just become co-parents together. Perhaps they feel like they are just the person who's raising the kids and keeping the house moving. And it breaks my heart. There's so many women who feel like they've lost their sense of being a woman in their relationship. It's almost like that part of themselves has shut down. Perhaps just out of necessity and pure survival, but also perhaps out of anger or bitterness or resentment. There's just so many of us that are not getting the love and attention and passion and connection that we deserve and crave. We all deserve to feel adored in our relationships. We all deserve to feel like we are fully seen and heard and loved for who we are. That we are so much more than just a mother and a household holder right now in our life. But this is such a struggle for so many of us. I have spoken to so many women who literally feel like they're invisible. So what do we do about that? How can you start to feel seen and heard and adored in your life right now? Over the years, I've looked a lot at this from my own point of view. I've worked with mentors and coaches and done my own deep inner work to look at how I feel within my relationship. And as always, mamas, it starts from within first. I know, super frustrating, because whenever we want to try and better any part of our life, the answer is always the same. We start with us first. We cannot rely on our partners to make us feel adored and supported and seen and heard. We cannot base our sense of self and our sense of worth and the value in what we do each day on someone else's opinion. We can't look to our partner for our sense of who we are. And so the very first thing I believe we need to do, if we're feeling completely disconnected from ourselves as a woman, a whole and complete and passionate woman, is to try and find that connection within us first. As I've spoken about before, most of us live in a masculine energy. We value the masculine qualities of action and leadership and productivity so much more than emotions and vulnerability and sensitive emotional moments. We think that we need to fix things and plan things and do more to have more. And when we're feeling completely disconnected from ourselves as a woman, the action side of things is not what we need more of. We do not need to plan this. We do not need to do a spreadsheet, do a menu plan. We do not need to step into the how do I fix this and how do I control this. We also can't fix or control our partners. So often as women, we think the way to fix it is to go in and try and start planning and doing. He needs to do this, she needs to do that, I have to do this. We get into action mode and we do it from a state of fear and control, and as we all know, that never works. We cannot fix this from our masculine. We cannot fix how we feel within our relationship or within ourselves from our masculine energy. First and foremost, we have to be able to surrender and soften and trust and connect with the part of ourselves that is so much more wise, that knows the answers, that is compassionate and open and loving. We need to connect to ourselves again as women. Honor ourselves the way that we want our partner to honor us. Give ourselves what we most need. Make ourselves feel beautiful, adored, seen, and heard. Congratulate ourselves for what we do each day. Celebrate what we do each day. We need to acknowledge ourselves, fill ourselves up from a state of real love and connection. And then I promise you, you will look at your partner differently. You will expect things differently. You will communicate differently. Things will start to change. But we cannot connect to our partners and fix what is happening in our life from a masculine point of view anymore. This is what I have learnt over the last few years of looking at this part of my life, is that the more that I tried to control it, sit him down, this is what we need to do, this is what I think needs to be fixed, the more I tried to step in and fix it all, the worse it got, the angrier I got. But when I allowed myself to let go a little and focus instead on myself, making myself feel better first and foremost, and compassionately letting him be who he is, knowing that he's doing the best he can too, things began to change. So beautiful, Mama. If this connects with you today and you're feeling like you're not seen, heard, supported in your relationship right now, if you feel like you've lost your sense of womanhood in mamahood, I invite you to first look at how you can start feeling more like a woman yourself. Can you honor yourself differently? Can you celebrate what you do each day? Can you treat yourself how you most want to be treated? That is how we start. If you'd like to dive into this topic and to look at how you can reunite with your partner in a completely new and empowering way, a way that allows both of you to get exactly what you need out of a long-term relationship, I have just released a brand new short course. called Reunite. It is a 16-page book that you download and includes 2 worksheets, 2 audio recordings, and a meditation. It is a reflection on my story and what I've learned, but also practical tools on how you can reunite with yourself and your partner in a new way. And it's available now because, I'll say it again, we deserve to feel loved, seen, heard, and adored as women. It is our birthright, and we should not ever accept anything less. I hope that this inspires you to start really accepting that as your truth. Sat Nam, beautiful mama.